What did I just say? Please do not make me repeat myself. In the quiet hours of the dawn, I write my assignment sheets and then I print them without spell checking them because I'm a teacher and teachers don't make spelling mistakes, do we? So as a matter of fact, the new dress code will affect all members of the 5th, 6th, and 78th grades. And if you need an extension on your essays examining the pubic wars from a hysterical perspective, you may have only until April 300th. I hope that's not a problem for anybody. I like to lecture on love. I like to speak on responsibility. At the drop of a hat, I will talk about honor and integrity and the importance of telling the truth always. And when my students say, Mr. Molly, are we going to be responsible for this? I say, if not you, then who? You think my generation's going to be responsible for this? We're the ones who got you into this mess. Now you are our only hope. And when they say, what we meant, Mr. Molly, is are we going to be tested on this? I say, every single day of your lives. Once, I put a pencil on the desk of a student who was digging in her backpack for a pencil, but she didn't see me do it. So when I crossed to the other side of the classroom and she raised her hand, still not seeing the pencil, and asked, Mr. Molly, do you mind if I borrow a pencil from you? I went, you already possess everything you require to succeed, including a pencil. Shazam! For a second, she still did not see the pencil, but said instead, Mr. Molly, you are probably the weirdest teacher I have ever had. Could I please just... Oh my God! How did you do that? You're a miracle worker. And I wanted to say, all I did was give you what I knew you needed before you knew you needed it. So thank you for the compliment, but education is the miracle. I'm just the worker. I'm a teacher, and that's what we do. Thank you very much. The very first tape recorders that you could get when I was a kid were about the size of a lunchbox. And you had to press both play and record at the same time in order to get them to record anything. And the condenser mic was really just nothing more than three lines flush with the body of the cassette recorder. And if you blew into the condenser mic like this, and then played it back, it sounded like this. This led to lots of skits about nuclear holocaust and the end of the world, and what does this button do? And if you blew into the condenser mic three times fast, like, and played it back, it sounded like, this led to lots of cowboy and Indian skits and film noir skits, and I bet you knew it was going to end like this. And army skits, and it was an army skit that I was recording with my brother when I was 11 and he was 8, that I said the dirtiest thing that I have ever said. It's not the kind of thing that I thought was appropriate for an 11-year-old boy and his 8-year-old brother. It was, I still maintain to this day, just the kind of thing that I thought a tough, battle-worn soldier would say, particularly if he were under a lot of pressure to hold his position, which Jim, the character I was playing, most certainly was. Jim, can you hold your position? The captain said. I was also the captain. And what I said was, what I made Jim say when he was asked by the captain whether he could hold his position was this. Oh, I'll hold my position all right, Captain. Just as sure as a man fucks his dick. That was the toughest, machoest thing that I could think that a soldier would say. Oh, I'll hold my position all right, Captain. Just as sure as a man fucks his dick. Now, if I could go back in time, I would have the captain ask Jim a few follow-up questions. Like maybe, Jim, is that yes or no? Or maybe, Jim, are you gay, buddy?